Yes, I can confirm that she was arrested yesterday, and she's detained at the Roseville police station. She's most likely to appear in court on Monday, 16 December. Charges related to externalization of foreign currency and money laundering. Those are the main charges.
Who are the complainants in this case?
The state is the complainant.
We also understand there are allegations of forgery.
Yes, that is also part of the charges.
What is he accused of doing?
Yeah, it relates to a marriage ceremony between yourself and the vice president, Shuenga. She is alleged to have forged the documents to facilitate that marriage ceremony without the VP, the vice president's knowledge.
So where is she as we speak?
She is at Roseville police station.
There are some who are accusing the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission of engaging in a catch-and-release game where some top government officials and top citizens arrested and later released. Zaki saying that, no, they are just helping with investigations, they are witnesses and all that. What can you say about that?
No, I would want to dismiss those statements with the contempt that they deserve. Our job is law enforcement together with ZRP, right? Then we also have got the National Prosecuting Authority, which is there to prosecute. And Zaki doesn't interfere with the prosecution role of the National Prosecuting Authority. And Zaki does not interfere with the role of our court, right? So I think the public really understands the mandate of Zaki. We don't catch and release. What we do is if we receive complaints, right, and if our witnesses come forward and, file cases, we investigate, and then we prepare dockets, which we submit to the National Prosecuting Authority. Right. So sometimes we can arrest someone and then release that person. It doesn't necessarily mean that that person has been acquitted. It is the courts that acquit. Right? We can arrest someone and then question someone and then release that person pending further investigation. So it doesn't mean that the person is now been acquitted. So there's a difference. And during investigation, the law doesn't say you can't release someone when you are still investigating. You can.
In the case of Ms. Chiwenga, how much is she alleged to have externalized?
Oh, it's a lot of money. I think just over $1 million.
And we are looking at a vice president's wife. Some may say that this may be a political issue or the Zaki being used to settle scores.
No, we are not being used. We care about any other issues happening. If we receive evidence from anyone that is pointing to suspected cases of corruption, looting of public funds, for example, if we receive that evidence, we open investigations. No matter the contextual background, we don't care about other issues. We care about the suspected case of corruption. That's what we look into. And in our investigations, we don't focus on any other issues. We focus on the evidence, the information that is before us that relates to the case. It's very independent. It's never been used by anyone. There's no interference. Since this new commission came into office in July, I haven't witnessed any pressure exerted on Zaki. So it's a figment of some other imagination that Zaki is being used to settle some, political scores. That is not happening. We've got other high-profile cases that we are already investigating, and the nation will be informed, right? We have high-profile figures across the political divide, for your own information, and also from the private sector involved in suspected cases of corruption, and we are investigating those.